Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, April 5th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Robbery Class Submarine. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, your go-to pod for peeling back the layers of history and technology, where today we dive into the depths of maritime engineering to explore the Harbury-class submarines, a series of vessels that played a pivotal role for the Royal Yugoslav Navy during the interwar period. Now, if you're a bit of a naval history buff, you might find it fascinating how these seemingly obscure pieces of military technology impacted the balance of naval power and mirrored the geopolitical tensions of their time. The Harbury-class submarines, comprising just two vessels, named Harbury and Nebojsa, were intriguing players in a much larger global narrative. But before we get too far into their story, let's set the scene. Picture this. It's the period between World War I and World War II, a time of intense innovation, of countries vying for power, rebuilding, and preparing. Naval power was a significant part of this global chess game, and submarines, stealthy, mysterious, and formidable, were becoming a linchpin of modern warfare. Within this setting, the Kingdom of Yugoslavia sought to bolster its own naval capabilities, which brings us to the birth of the Harbury-class submarines. The two submarines, Harbury, which means brave, and Nebojsa, meaning fearless, were named to reflect the daring characteristics they hoped would be mirrored in their operations. Built by the French shipyard Atelier et Chantier de la Loire, these vessels were a tangible statement of Yugoslavia's intent to protect its Adriatic coast. They were based on the French Normand Fenot type, initially designed during World War I, but incorporated several modifications which made them stand out from their predecessors. Now, I want to ask you, our savvy listeners, have you ever felt like you're simultaneously part of something brand new and yet deeply woven into history? That's precisely what these vessels must have represented for their creators and operators. They were like time capsules, embodying past lessons while bracing for an uncertain future. Commissioned in the late 1920s, Harbury and Nebojsa were promptly put to use for training and coastal defense exercises. But despite their impressive technology at the time, both submarines faced limitations that hindered their performance. Issues like mechanical unreliability were not uncommon in submarines of that era, and these ships had their fair share. It's a poignant reminder that innovation often arrives hand in hand with unforeseen challenges, whether it's in the depths of the sea or our contemporary tech ventures on land and in space. What's also intrinsically human about the tale of the Harbury class is that just before they could demonstrate their true potential, the geopolitical tides shifted drastically. World War II erupted, and the Kingdom of Yugoslavia was plunged into turmoil as Axis forces invaded in 1941. Harbury and Nebojsa, despite being poised to defend their homeland, met starkly different fates in the face of overwhelming opposition. Harbury was scuttled, deliberately sunk to prevent capture by its own crew in the Bay of Kotor during the invasion. There's something undeniably heroic and tragic about this act, a final stand of a vessel that lived up to its name until its last moments. Meanwhile, Nebojsa was seized by Italian forces, renamed as the Jalea, and pressed into the service of the invaders. After the war, it returned to Yugoslav hands but never regained its former glory, ultimately serving as a training submarine until its decommissioning. As our exploration comes to its conclusion, let's reflect on the broader implications of the Harbury-class submarine's story. How does it relate to today's world, where technological advancements, political climates, and ethical considerations are constantly evolving? In a way, examining the history of such vessels provides us with a lens through which to evaluate our own progress and the potential consequences of our innovations. It's a story from nearly a century ago that still has ripples in our contemporary conversations about defense, technological leaps, and the very human aspect of warfare. So, dear listeners, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the Harbury-class submarines. How do you think the challenges and lessons learned from naval innovations like these apply to today's technological frontiers? Have you ever encountered a historical technology that has made you think differently about our modern world? Share your thoughts with us. Engage in this conversation and perhaps dive deeper into the history and lore behind military technology. And if this slice of nautical history has piqued your interest, why not delve further into the topic? Explore the Wikipedia page on the Rabry class submarines. Scrutinize the technical specifications and consider the broader historical context. Who knows what other untold stories or forgotten lessons you might uncover? To conclude, our journey today reminds us that every technological wonder, whether it's a submarine, a smartphone, or a space probe, carries with it the weight of history and the potential to shape our future in unforeseen ways. The tale of the Hrabry and Nebojsa is a testament to human ingenuity and the inexorable march of time. As you navigate your day, keep an eye out for the echoes of the past that shape your present. Sometimes they're hidden below the surface, waiting to be rediscovered. Thank you for tuning into Wikipedia. Until our next episode, keep sailing the vast ocean of knowledge and let curiosity be your compass.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Hrabry class submarine. Thanks for listening. See you next time.